changes or anything.
Father, yesterday we were not able to meet. It's a very moving and significant memorial for Rabbi Lieberman to Father Rock. I hope somebody was there. And I think it's required that we participate in these events. So we were supposed to discuss yesterday at Kuf Lamed Ches. And one of the topics here is a topic which we never spoke about yet. It's found here in a few places on this daf. Also, we'll see soon go back to earlier topic. There are significant issues of Ohel. We know that there is a whole discussion over here about, for example, Kuf Lamed Ches and Aleph. Over there, the Hagud v'Hamishameres, Kila v'Kise Galen lo Yaseh, and also Potter Avalasa. All they kevel lo Yaseh, v'im also Chayav Chatos. Vita Kise v'Trasko, v'Asla Mutal and Tosan v'Chatchiva. So there are three levels within Ohel. It's always Osir Doraisa, called the Ohel Keva, and always Osir Midirabonan, which is called an Ohel Haroi, and an Ohel which is Mutter. And there's a whole discussion amongst the poskim, what do you do with all this? So we'll discuss it a little bit from our perspective on Kuf Lamed Ches, and then we'll see from some early adopim as well. Again, the time is not allowed to go into every day's prat, but a little bit. So I guess the best way to start is to look back, not Kuf Chav Hey, where the first time this sugi is found, but Ohel Haroi, where they have a Tosis which says, HaKol Modim She'ein Osen Ohel Haroi B'tchila. You may not may create an Ohel Haroi B'tchila. There's a dispute there about Mosifin Al Ohel Haroi. And we paskin Mosifin Al Ohel Haroi. So if there wasn't Ohel Haroi, if the Tosefes is only temporary, then we pass that it's permissible. So last Gemara, Kuf Chav Hey Amud Beis. Okay, so let's read the Tosfos. Hakol Modim, Pirish V'Kuntris, V'Oser Ol Ela L'Mala, V'Gak, Aval B'Tfanas Lo, what's the Gemara in Erev and Tzadi Dalet? What's the case over there? Chotzer Kosel Shad Nifritza, Rav Omar Ein Metalt Lela B'Dal Amas, Ushmuel Amar Zeh Metalt L'Adikra Mechitza, V'Zeh Metalt L'Adikra Mechitza. Mara says it's only Rav is Michlala. The Shmuel was sitting there. The wall between Beni and Beni fell down. And the question whether you're allowed to carry or not allowed to carry. Mashma, the Oel, the Tfanos, Shor, the Mevanoch, they created a Mechitza on Shabbos. Rav, Shem Makbid, Lamashem, Asiyas, Oel, the Shorik, and Parishas. And it's not put under the fact that they were carrying. Fred Tosis, what do you mean? Rashi says that Ohel is only us or the mouth. But on the side is always mutter, no matter what case. Fred Tosis, there is an Isser. How do you know? A different Gemara Neir. Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Have you seen as Dolphin Sukkah? Gemara says, Hakol Molden Shein Os and Ohel Haroi B'Tchila. Gemara says, Hob Dolphin Shlishis. Of a dolphin reviews. What does that mean? So the Tanya is famously so. Hecha de'ika mechitza mo elas leheter. We call it in our language a mechitza materis. So then, shlishi, the third wall of a sukkah, creates a mecha kosher sukkah. That's not allowed. Reviews is not necessary. We don't need it there. You only need three walls in sukkahs. So therefore, it would not be a halachic prop. So according to Rashi, it's chazer again. According to Rashi, a wall is a roi is always mutter. According to Rabbi Natan, in normal conditions it's mutter. However, in a particular condition known as mechitza materis, then it's also. Is it clear? Then it's a fight. What's called mechitza materis? And this does come up in some of the recent sorim. We'll come to it perhaps as we go. But is it clear so far? Again, one more time. Rashi says that this, the entire Easter of Ohel Haroi is only a roof and not a wall. I mean, the Tam says he has a proof of a Furusha Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet in Erevin that there is a problem with the third wall of the sukkah must be Mechitza Mataras is awesome. How would Rashi take care of this Gemara? Anyone have an idea? Well, Rashi does it. Mefarshi Gemara. Erev and Daf Mem Dalet. So how can Rashi in Sadi Dalet say there's never a problem by Mechitza to get to Mefarshi Gemara and Erev on Daf Mem Dalet? Anybody have a suggestion? Yes?
If there is a roof.
You got it exactly right. That's exactly the correct answer. In Daf Mem Dalet, there is a roof. Since there is a roof, so therefore, that is a problem. That's a problem. Who says this, Rabbi Osai? The Korban Asanel. Take a look over here, right in the Russia now. So you, the Korban Asanel. I'm finding it now, but if you look here, if you look carefully, you'll find that the let's see if I can find one more second. Oh, here it is. It's Os Kuf. It's the 17th perek. All right, a Masech to Shabbos. It's in Rosh Simen Ches, the Korban Asanel Os Kuf. Avo Rashi b'mesek l'shono nishma rizeh. V'kosav zeh l'shono. Okay. D'b'shtei tfanos eino kori ohel. V'chi ovid bo dofen shlishi mashvi le'ova. Hayno aschach shu begag asuka, aber mechitza belo schach, av shad dofen materas, lo mikri oa v'sholem ever, v'chein kostet v'seva megine shlomo, ha'el to zeda, v'us v'sayim yushak. Okay, so this answers the kasha, al yu mechavet to gedol yom. Fine. Yeah.
I had in mind that even the walls might be, because the Gemara says like kilas chasanin, that if you have if the walls descend below the bed, so then it's a problem, even though. So I was trying to say that even the walls would be a problem.
So he says it a little bit differently. He says that if there is a roof, then it's not. You could say if there's a roof, then the wall's a problem. He's saying it a little bit differently. If there is a roof, the Easter is that the wall make the roof into something of halachic significance. Either way, same idea. Turn to the Mordechai, please. Simon Shin Yud Aleph. Shin Yud Aleph. Interesting story. The Cheder Sheyoshen Bar Ma'aram, Rami Wittenberg, Hoya Bo Svarin. Svarin? Uvachol Laila Hoya Osa Mechitza Asara Tzvachim Gova, Mifnei Asvarim, Fishalafam Hoya Mashtin Balaila. It wasn't proper to be Mashtin in a book in a house, but it was Svarin. That's 6 nights a week. Uvachol Erev Shabbos, Hoya Osa Mechitza Mivol Yom, Fiyo Korech HaMechitza Letzad Ma'ala, Umenicha Al HaMot, ומשאי ברוך אבטפח, ובליל שבס פושטו למטה, כי שבשבס עושה לעשות מחיצה, כל מחיצה שאין לו לצניף ביאלמה, עושה לעשות עושה בשבס, and this מחיצה is for halachic purposes. Okay, and he brings Rias, not going into all the details, and it was he added to מחיצה, right, this is a מחיצה, which is needed for halachic reasons, he made it a Tosefus, all right. And he adds, "V'hani midi b'mechitza she'ena asuya l'tzorot tzniyus." It's a halachic mechitza. Ava mechitza she'osin l'tzniyus b'yam mutu kagon. Mechitza she'osin had pishas had rasha ben anoshin l'noshin. Mutu la'asosu b'shats. He quotes a Gemara in Erev and Tzadidah, the Tosfos that quoted, if it's for tzniyus, it's okay. I saw one of the rabbis wrote, this is only a mechitza by the drasha. But a mechitza between men and women during davening, that's a halachic mechitza. And as such, you may not create, if you will, such a mechitza on Shabbos. I think it's completely incorrect. I think that the mechitza between men and women in davening is the same as the mechitza they used to have for the drasha. It's not a halachic mechitza. It is a separation between the men and the women. Nafkamina lemaisa. What if the mechitza between men and women in shul starts more than 3 tefachim off the floor? It's empty there. So this Rav said it's no good. Because in Hilchos mechitza is b'shabas, mechitza teluya is no good. It has to start within 3 tefachim off the ground. But that was ridiculous. It's not a mechitza. What? Avezu suggestion mechitza. I'll put Mitzuras a Pesach. So a lot of problems with many rabbis. So it's all different bars. It's nothing to do with mechitza in my opinion. So I don't think that this is correct. Fine. It's interesting, speaking about this, the Mordechai, the Bir Halacha talks about it, in Siman Shin Tezvov Sif Aleph. Yes.
When the Rav said that a mechitza had to be 40 inches high, was
who said that? I never heard him say it.
He never said that?
I never heard him say it.
Oh.
The only mechitza that I know the Rav approved was a mechitza, and my mind is way down. That's about 6 feet high. No, more than that, it's just mipi ashur. I don't know. That's not that topic for today. It's a very important topic, but not for today. Okay. Shin Tezvav Sif Aleph. So the, it says over here, the Mechaber passed like Tosfos. And he quotes the Rambam quotes the Barami Wittenberg. He says, it's prohibited. Im lo shahoya mi bod yom tefach. Shazmut al also of all of the Shabbos. Mordechai. This is the Mordechai we see over here. Fine. Says the Bir Halacha shahoya. The Mogan Avraham Isa tefach bolet min atzad. Hayna shal Moshe v'hakach barachva. It's like this much. It's a tefach this way. And I extend it this way. Abba v'vais yoysit hebi b'shem ha-Mordechai. Shahaya Korach HaMechitza L'tzad Ma'ala V'noos Talamot U'meshaya Bar Rochav Tefa V'chakach B'Shabbos Poshul L'tzad Mata. Take it down this way. V'tosis Shabbos Hikshal Zeh T'betebach L'Ma'ala Lo Choshev Adayin Mechitza Klal D'yen Korach Mechitza Rak Ba'asora. So how can it be? We said before, Mechitza Teluya is nothing. It's only, I have a Tefach like this. 10 tefachim off the ground, they have something going across, it's nothing, it has no halachic impact whatsoever. That's the kash. That's the kash. So how does it work? How does it work? It seems, so he calls the Prima Gadim as make. What's the Prima Gadim's proof? Look, you can go to Hilchos Shabbos and say, you need a mechutza that's kosher Hilchos Shabbos, and then be most of that. So I'll ask you a question. What does a tefach do? I have a tefach going down. The tefach is nothing. What's the minimum mechitza in Hilchos Shabbos?
Four tefachim.
That's me. These 4 tefachim. Every rishon is only 4 tefachim. So what's one tefach going to do? The same as one tefach even doesn't work in Hilchos Shabbos is good enough. So to a tefach this way is also good enough. Ad kan de prima gan. Not necessarily the case, Rabbi. I don't know if it's we doche this. Maybe we can say it's false. Look, I'll give you a case in Hilchos Shabbos a mechitza which is less than 4 tefachim across. You know what I'm talking about? Mentioned it before. It's a Pesach. You don't have to have 4 tefachim across. You have seen what they have the little wires, little poles. So you have such a kind of lechi. You have such a concept when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. However, if it's 9 tefachim off the ground, that's not nothing. Well, it's true, it's interesting. The Bialach Lashitoso and Simon Pei Zayin, talks about being mashed in certain places, he requires 4 tefachim. It's in the Prima Gadim there. The Prima Gadim is the Shitasa also. But I would have thought, no. When it comes to the Mashten, it's enough to have even 1 tefach. 1 tefach. That's what the Prima Gadim himself suggests that. It's a different vart. Oh. The Kitzer, I want to say a Chiddush Niflo. The Mordechai was misinterpreted. Well, the simple read of the Mordechai is that everyone else says, I want to have a new interpretation. What did Marami Rutenberg do? The Marami Rutenberg, what did he do? He always made a new mechitza. I mean, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, put him a mechitza. Shabbos, he had a problem Friday night. So what did he do? He had a thing on top, and it came straight down. Let me ask you a question. How was it up there? Was it held up? So my suggestion is as follows. Really, there was a pole. It was a pole, and that pole was a tefach. There's a tefach. And that's the mechitza. That can be Mosifah, we just said. So why ask me that he go this way and not this way? Purely technical stuff. It was easier. Physically, it's easier. If something on top, you just let it roll down. It's much easier than taking a 10 tefach high thing and sliding it across. That's what I wanted to suggest. That it's that's what I thought. Cain Nirali.
Really?
Yeah.
Having trouble following the Matthias.
He had a pole like this, which was a tefach wide, and that's the mechitza on which you may be Mosif. And then for technical reasons, instead of dragging a curtain this way from that pole as far as he had to go, he had a pole horizontally, and he slid it down from there. It's called Mosif Alol Aroy, not on the horizontal pole, because that's not a mechitza at all, but on the vertical pole. And since it's adjacent to the vertical pole, that's how it works. Can you do pshat? I don't know, right or wrong. I don't know.
Maybe the word korecha?
Well, what?
Korecha mechitza?
Yeah. He wrapped his...
Not a lashon of horizontal or anything?
No, he did. But Metzias, he took the wrapping, whatever you want to call it, the curtain, and he rolled it down from the top. I'm not arguing with that fact. So the reason that it works is not because of the pole on top, it's not a mechitza at all, but it's because of the pole on the side, which is adjacent. A noob shot, I don't know if it's right or wrong, I'm suggesting it. Oh. And the Mishnah Brura has the following chiddush. Siv Katan Yud. Mishnah Brura Siv Katan Yud. This is something which is important. The Isser of the requirement for mechitza is found in the Ramah for Rahashdin. All the Shamish Mitasa. Hashmash Shamita cannot be done in a room where there are Svarim. Oh. Quotes the Magen Avraham as follows. What the Mechitza Mechas es Kol HaNer Asha Eino Niris? The Mechitza is covering the Svarim, covering the candle, covering something or other. Because it can be not be Shamish Lor HaNer either. Ein Tzara Shetia Mechitza Govo HaSara Dafka. So the heter is not a lumdish heter of mechitza, but it's a simply practical heter of kisui. Okay? It's not labeled as mechitza materes. It's labeled what we call a kisui b'yam. So therefore, if you have a mechitza which covers all the svarim, it's called a kisui b'yalma. So there's no problem whatsoever. So writes the Magen Avraham. Not everyone agrees with this. Bottom line, they say, you created a mechitza. I'm not saying what you could have done, or should have done, or would have done. No. But the bottom line is, Yesh Nitzmach al Dvar with the Magen Avraham. Says the Sharatin Yudgim, let's assume the worst case. According to the Ramon the Mordechai, it's Osir. Halodas or Rambam vol Kamer Rishonim, Shevi ha Magen Avraham, hu lahatir bazeh. Why? He suggests, they all like Rashi, that I feel the mechitza materis is mutter. Wow. That's what he suggests. In my opinion, this is not correct at all. The Rambam holds the opposite of Rashi. I read the Rambam. In Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Chav Tes. Mamash the opposite of Rashi. Just remember. Rashi said a mechitza is always mutter. Rabbi Natan said it depends if it's materas or not. The Rambam is about to tell you, he's going to say, it's always asur. Always asur. Kol ol meshupa shein begagol tefach, lo pachas mishloshu samar lo gagol roch of tefach, and it's ol aroi. For ol so lechatchile b'shabes, potur. Potur. Not mutter. Potur. He always said, if you just make a wall, It is potter. It's potter. Finished. Not only that, you think I discovered the Rambam? The Mishnah Brewer himself knows about this Rambam. In Sivkotan Lamites, it's the same sinner as the Mishin Tezvo. Sivkotan Lamites, and the Sharatian Mem Zayin, he writes, the Rambam, Sovet Rabbeinu Chananel. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? All these sifrim, ches, yud, aleph, yud, beis, and shita, tzvot, all from the Lashon HaRambam, you look at the rach, on our daf, Shabbos av kuf lamet ches. Yavin shekol alachazu shoa varamba meharach. And the riff all coming from the rach. Okay? And even though it's going to be difficult in the Magad Mishnah, who explained the Rambam based on Rashi, she'en ol el osu kein gag. Okay? But, says the Sharatin, because the Magad Mishnah says so, b'shul zeh, noti es divrei Rambam kim b'shuto, Magad Mishnah is tzarachim. But in reality, according to the Rambam, everything in fact is osu, every single wall, I should say, ol aroi, is also osu. The source is Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. What's Kuf Lamed Ches? Again, I can't read the whole thing, but he tells you to look at Sif. In Sif Ches, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Kol Ol Meshupa Shein Begago Tefach is Ol Aroi. Also, Suluch Atkil B'Shabbos Pot. It's the Rambam. Quote the Rashi, it's Mutter. The Tos is also Mutter, as long as it's going down. Okay. Then he has Yud. Talis Kfula. It's a Gemara right over here. Kuf Lamed Ches. Open the Gemara. You'll see. Take a look at Pirish. Look at the Rach Taka. The Rach is printed on the side of our Gemaras. You'll see that's what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. Kuf Lamed Ches. Rabosai. Talis Kfula. You'll find it for me. I'm reading for the Chachara so far. Shahaya Olea Chutin. Shahaya Sa Tluya Memer of Shabbos. Mutal and Tosa Mutal and Parko. Chena Parochas. If not for the Chutin, it'd be prohibited. Okay, where is it, Rabbi? Did you find it yet?
In Rabbi Chananya?
Yeah.
They have it four lines from the bottom.
Four lines from the bottom.
In Rabbi Chananya, my Gemara.
Kuflav and Chesam and Aleph.
Yeah.
Where does it say Talos Kufula?
I have Tani Ram Bari Chesotot Kufula Yasu.
I'm just trying to find it. I have a different edition of it.
You must be.
One second. I'm sure it's here. Talis kafel lo yaseh vim osa poter aval osa. Right? Pirish adam shekipel talis aksharav en shneg solim hidbik sobos a talis v'oretz v'nichlas leishan tafteo v'gagal v'emsa shofas yovedes l'mata v'oretz kem lo koma adam l'rochav ol aroyu v'she'en v'gagal tevav lo v'pomos v'shlosh adafichav poter aval osa. There it is. So you see, the Rambam is saying, like the Rambam, that even a plain mechitz is prohibited. Yud Aleph, the same thing. Kilas chasanim, she'en begagat tefach. It's also Gemara here, correct? V'lo v'poros m'shlosh v'tzavach l'gagat rov tefach. Okay. Since mutkenes l'kach, mutl l'tos, mutl l'porko. Fine. And Yud Beis, hanot l'parochas. Take a look at the Rach. Vilom. Amar Avishim Amchia Vilam Pirish Parochas Mutal and Tosa Mutal of Parochas in the Rach Zev is Mash Shekorochan Olav Beis Chutin etc. Lo Gara Mitalas Kefula. Once again, he says in all these four Sifrim to the contrary, a Mechitza is prohibited. How can this is the Mishnah Berurah pointed out himself in Lamatas and Charatzin Mem Zayim. So how can the same Mishnah Berurah over here say Das Rambam is lahatir in Sharatzi and Tzukot Yud Gimel? What are you talking about? The Rambam holds that everything is aser. A mechitz is aser even if it's not a mechitz amateris. So I don't know what he means by that. I don't understand what he's saying. I don't understand what he's saying. You have a pshat? I don't know. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. There's a steer between Ches through Yud Beis, we quote the Rambam, and Sif Aleph. I already told you, in Sif Aleph, the Mechava said, also, last is all b'Shabbos, dafka gag, ava mechitzas mut, unless mechitzas mataris. That's a completely against Sif Chesu Yud Beis. It's a steer in Mechave, and Aleph he quotes Toysus, and a Chesu Yud Beis he quotes the Rabbah. I don't know. It's interesting. What will the Rambam do with the Raya of Erev and Daf Tzadi Dal? That's where we started today. On Kuf Chav Heim and Beis, we saw the Toysus. They bring the Raya from Erev and Tzadi Dal that a mechitza is okay. Yeah, but it's not clear how much fell down. It says, chotzer kosel shenifritza. It doesn't mean the whole thing fell down. Maybe only part of it fell down. So it's already a heter, once again, of Mosif and Ola Roy. Oh. Fine. Fine. So Rashi understood that Nafal Guda means it fell down. The Bani Yubani means it fell down completely. In Erevin Tzadi Dal. The Rambam will say, only fell down partially. Oh, according to the Rambam, the question is, the Rambam writes himself in Hilchas Yomtev, Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid. Hilchas Yomtev, remember, that's not Hilchas Shabbos. That's always really important. Dalid, Dalid, he says as follows, based on one percent of Beitza, and the Chavanes and them, the Tashmash Amita, of Osa Mechitza, Ben Ola, Ben Aner, Gevalt, but Mechitza is also called the Shittas Rambam. The answer is, it's a Din of Machshirin. The Din of Machshirin is a different Din. It's a Din of Yomtev. It wouldn't be put there on Shabbos. A whole different story. Machshirin, the Ramat, the Magen Mishnah says, right over here, the Magen Mishnah, the Rabbanah, not the Kibbutz Daraisa. Because it says, the Rambam over here has nothing to do with the Magen Avraham. So the Shara Sinyut Gimel to me is very, very difficult. I would have said on my own that the Rambam is right. What do you mean, horizontal, vertical? What's the difference? If an Ola Roy this way is Usher, why should it be an Ola Roy this way? Oh, that also be Usher. That's what I would have said. What's the difference? I don't know. The Elder Zayda asked his kasha, the Pnei Yeshua. Sukkah Tezayda Mabed. We had his Zayda, it was the beginning of Shlomo. But he says, well, he thinks as follows. Ola Kavua means, he says, for even a fairly short period of time. He says, it means a mechitza, which is not the Yomim Rabbin, is potter. An Oel, Derech Oel Bekach. I'm not sure what that means. What's the Shiv Kavua? What's the Gemara Kuf Beis and Beis? It depends on what's Dark of Bekach. And the Rashba is found out Kuf Tezav and Beis, in general, it all depends on Dark of Bekach. So Pnei Yeshua says, Mechitza Arois, which is not meant for Kiyam at all, the Fisho, Derech Haroi. So it's tied to the greater. So what does that mean? It's two Madregas away from Mechitza Kavua. Mechitza Kavua is the Yom Rabbi. This is so far removed. But an Oel, even a Stav Oel is Chayiv fairly Haroi. So Haroi further is also Midr Abona. It's a difficult word. That's what he suggests. Okay, I'll call upon him. Now, let me ask you a question. Answer your question. What's the halacha according to Rashi? Oh, the same way, again, Ol Aroy is mutter, Mechitza Aroy is mutter. What about a combination of both? You made a Mechitza and a Gag. Ol Aroy. Ol Aroy. What do you say? So, it's not completely clear. Ol Aroy, according to Rashi. There is an Isser of Ol Aroy. Can't deny it. It must be with the Mechitza and a Gag. Oh, they're both. That's when Isser of Ol Aroy exists. Where do you find this? Take a look at Tosis of Lamed, Vavim, and Beis, of all places. This we often don't see because it's sort of Shalobim Koma. That's the famous Tosis in Parakira. Talk about all the halachas of Bishul and Shia and Abzar. But in the middle of all that, the last five lines in the daf, Kosher the Rashba, Hechi Shor, the Hachzik, Kedera, Gavikir, B'Shabbos, it says in Beitz, Alam, and Gimel, and Beitz, the Beitz, and Mukedera, B'Chavito, Puriyo, L'Mata, L'Mala, Osa, B'Shem, Ol. How do you put a pot on top of a Kira? You make it an Ol. Omerid, Lo, Chiyosru, Chachamim, Ol, Aroi, Hanimidik, Sha'osa, Tfanas, Tchila, V'Chakach, Hakisui. Okay, I will hocha shedofne akira kvar asuyos me'alein from before Shabbos. Lo ach merabon and less leave the kadera al gabo. Interesting. Isaac mar erevin fakert nafkuv beis. That's more comparable to an oil, and therefore it's also even without asiyos tefanos. The kadera only have to have asiyos tefanos too. Tosis and aflam and vav omen beis. Take a look at both in the Sugya Awadaf. Kuf, Lamed, Ches, Omud, Beis. Take a look. Kuf, Lamed, Ches, Omud, Beis. Very, very important. It is relevant. Mamash, Halacha Lamais, wearing a hat on Shabbos. Not a joke. Take a look at Kuf, Lamed, Ches, Omud, Beis. Kuf Lamed Chesem and Beis. The Gemara says, Hai Siyana Shori. Hai Siyana Osir. Lo Kasha, Adi Yispe Tefach, Hod Lespe Tefach. What does it mean? Rashi. Siyana Kova Shal Levit. Also, Lotus Bob Shabbos. Hod Yispe Tefach. Shum Bespashik La Halom E Roshi Tefach. Also, Mishum Olo. Yisiro. Frank the Gemara. Alamiata Sharbe Biglima Tefach. You take your raincoat, I say, and put it over here in the rain. You're also chayv. Hello, kash. Hode mehadik, hode lo mehadik. Rashi. Ela miyad, the shabbat v'du gli mei tefach. Yichin yech tali sol arosho kadech, chshum misad nevir chikal ala mei rosho tefach. Ela. Here's the maskon of Rashi. Tam ala mishum o'alu. It's not the reason. Ela mishum shlo yag bihenu aruach mei rosho. V'yos lasu yabamas. Yichin kumedet mei rosho shabbat Shari lo medik usher. Says the Shulchan Aruch this din. You're not allowed to wear a hat because it may fall off and you'll carry it. So my father, Zichron Levracha, would never wear a hat on Shabbos with a yarmulke. He took off his yarmulke and put on a hat. And the thinking is, in case it blew off, they're going to carry it out. He would never walk without a yarmulke. The Mishnah Berurah passes that way. Then we wear a hat on Shabbos. Then we take off his yarmulke. That meaning somehow no longer exists. I don't know why. The Erev, whatever, other things. But I'm just telling you, no, this is a Mishnah Berurah, Befurish. In any event, they're both saying it's a problem. But in any event, Rashi seems to say that a kova is not a problem of oil, lemaskana. Not. Why? Because you made the gag without the mechitzis. The question is, kuf chafeim and beis. We keep going back to kuf lam and chesed. Kuf Chafei. Take a look back at Kuf Chafei again. What's the case over there? We spoke about the Tosis, about Oel, making an Oel Aroi. That's the discussion over there. What are we talking about? Take a make a Machzeles Al Gabe Kundisin. Okay? The whole discussion over there. So what's the status of that? Maybe there the Kedusha are like mechitzas. If you look at the Rashba on Awadaf, the Rashba says, Awadaf, Kuflam and Ches. Kuflam and Ches. The Gemara says over here, it talks about different situations. And one of the situations, something which is called a good. And the Rashba says over there that it has Kedusha. The poles in the corners, and they have a status of mechitzas. So it says, "Tasas of beferish." And I was Simon, and Simon is cut in Yud Aleph. King went there no time. I want to finish up this Indian, but you'll see that. You see it in the Tas. This is against Rabosai, the Sharatzin. Sharatzin over here in Simon Shin Tes Vov. Sifkot Nalek. In Mishnah Berurah Beis, V'dafka Gag, V'av k'she'ein mechitzas tachtov, Kol lifros machtzelas al arba kadisim derech oral hagvim ne'ash haksham hachama v'akshamim is prohibited. Says the Mishnah Sharatian Aleph, Rashi, V'av k'she'ein mechitzas tachtov choshev oel, k'emesh p'oros l'tzeil. No, there are machitzas. There are kundisin. There are machitzas. If there are no machitzas, perhaps it's both even the shem tzeil. Yeah, if you look at erev and daf kuf beis. Avdeneza says they asked the machitzas the erev Shabbos when they asked the shem tzeil. No machitzas at all. It's okay. The ritva there says in erev there's no machitzas. It's okay. The bria halacha l'shitaso and sharetzi and aleph right over here in siv gimel. That Dibra Maschil Mitos Shalonu. So he has over here, he says, L'chuli Alma, everyone agrees that if it is done, the Shem Tzeil, it's Usher, even without Mechitzas whatsoever. I don't think it's true. Mishnah Berurah of Kotel Chof, again, the same as Shitoso, that's to make it's also even without Mechitzas, even if you made it, they say, Royal Ishtamish Tachtov, and it's not l'shem tzeir. That's how he learns Pshat in the Rashbi in the Bialacha. I don't think that's true either, necessarily. Okay. According to the way the Sharatzin on the Sud Rashi Kuf Chaf Hamid Beis, l'shem tzeir, that the God without mechitzas is aser. Why didn't Rashi ask by the hat? The hat is also l'shem tzeir. You put on a hat, it's to give you tzeir. I didn't make any mechitzas. So what? According to Rashi, you don't need mechitzas. That's the kasha. According to the Sharatzin, it's a steer between Kuf Chaf Hamid Kuf Lamed Ches. The answer, I believe, is as follows. The Gemara is befeirish. A sharv of the glima, you hold it with a raincoat over your head, that's mutter. I once had a machlokes about this when I was a kid. It was raining very hard. I took a raincoat, I put it over my head, and one of the rabbis said, can't do that. And he said, oh, I thought it's mutter. I thought it was mefeirish. I don't know anything then. Still don't know too much, but I thought after that, that's a mefeirish Gemara. Sharv of glima, you put the thing over your head, presumably to protect you from the rain or the elements. It was a mefeirish Gemara. Why? Because you're holding it up with your hands. You let go, it's going right to the floor. That's not all. Well, I have some independent keel. Yeah, I'm holding it up. I let go, it falls down. That's nothing. That's nothing. That's nothing. It's zero. That's why it is permissible. And Rashi says, what's if I use my hand? When they say in America today, use your head. So here the head is holding up this hat. You put if your head, you took off, if your head wasn't there, then I would just go to the floor. There's no independent idea. Now, Tosis doesn't go with that fact. Tosis over here. Hodem Mahadik, says Rashi, says Tosis. Pirish Rach, She'eno Nichpaf, does Nirik Einoel, Lo Mahadik. Shu Nichpaf, V'ozei Nirik Einoel. If it's hard, a hard hat, we call it. It looks like an oil. But a raincoat that you pull over your head, it's soft, it doesn't look like an oil whatsoever. Frank the Ritva, but an oil is made from something which is soft. What's Tosis talking about? He says, no. Tosis means a combination. It's soft, and it would fall down if you let go. An oil, it's made from something soft, but it's hanging on poles, etc., etc. That's a double push, it seems to me. That's the answer to the Kash of the Ritva against Tosis. Oh. So now, question is, can you open an umbrella on Shabbos? The Shemir Shabbos talks about it. Perek Chav Dal, Ha'ara Chav Alef. What's the problem? You hold it with your hand. You let go. It's going to fall to the ground. No. Perhaps he means that an umbrella is like a hat. It's not so soft. It stands by itself. That's what he says. Not everyone agrees. There are those who say that an umbrella, mikra, it would be permissible. If you look at the Shmir Shabbat, he says that, Geder Godru Gdole Adoros. How's that? The alliteration. The whole idea of an umbrella is only a Geder. One time some Israelis came to my shul for a Shabbat, some kind of weekend somewhere. And it just was down to Marah by me, Kabbalah Shabbos, early Shabbos. It was pouring cats and dogs. And people come, Rabbi, there are a bunch of umbrellas downstairs. But these Israelis had put the umbrellas out before Shabbos so they could be able to carry them to go to the other shul and eat or something in the rain. So you can't do that. So what we do in Eretz Yisrael, I said, Zalah min hak shalom. I'm going to argue with them. Zalah min hak shalom. We don't do these things. We don't walk around umbrellas. Usually put it before Shabbos. It's not really. It's moved to the chol, they want to call it. We don't walk around umbrellas here in our community. So they said, okay. It's min hak. They accepted what I said. They closed their umbrellas. They got wet. To their credit. Oh. Now, it's interesting. The Bialach over here in Sif Gimel brings the Raya of the Vilna Gom. The without mechitzas, it's mutter. Why? The Gemara, as we just saw over here, we saw it's quoted in one of the sources. But Lamata Lamala is Osir. Oh, Tosus Alam Vav. But Lamala Lamata is mutter. If Lamala Lamata is mutter, right? That mechitzas is also mutter. If it's also without mechitzas, so what's the difference? Lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala, should make no difference whatsoever. So the answer is, which the Chazon Ish says against Kash against the Gra, what do you mean? The case of lamala, lamata, you're using your hands. Let's go back for a second. Lamed Omer Beis. Take a look. Chazash is a very big maker when it comes to these umbrellas. It's only us Mishum Geder, not Mishum Bone and Prop. Take a look over here. Beitzim v'kdera v'chavita puraya v'lamata l'mala osur v'shem oel v'lamata l'mata is mutter. Oh, so the Gra proves from here that no mechitzis is also mutter. Fet chazanish, no. Mutter for a different reason. You hold it in your hands. That's a Gemara Bosai on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. What's on Mem Gimel Amud Beis? Take a look for a second. Almost done. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. What's the case over here? This is the mace, the chama. So Meviya Machzelis u personal end. So you can take the machzelis and you put it over your body to protect you from the sun. You pull a whole shtick, and at the end of the day, it's a bluff. It's only there to protect the mace. But initially, you're there to protect yourself. So Chazal, you see from here that it's permissible as long as you're holding up with your hands. Aye, Rabosai, Kuflam and Chesam and Beis, you put something on your head. No, your head is like an omud. But if you hold it with your hands, that's had the gamma. That's the one Beis Alam and Beis. No riot to the Shidus HaGruh. The Gruh holds no. Dovarach, Rabosai. Machzelis is a Dovarach. Like Sharvim Glimo. Tosu said it's Rach. If it has two things plus, A, it's Rach, and B, holding it up with your hands, then it's heter gomu. If it's dava kosher, he says there's no such heter. Afal pikein, you know, mata, making like a bonfire, a madura, which is hard, milamalo, lamata. Must be, there's no issue without any mechitzis. Therefore, Rabosei will come out according to this, that you can hold a raincoat over your head to protect it from the rain because it's soft, but you couldn't hold a tray. Sometimes the guys take things, big trays, you know, big metal. That wouldn't be allowed. That's hard, according to this interpretation. Chazon Ish, his raya is refuted by the Tosfos Shulchan Aruch, Rav Chaim Noam. He says no. The heter in the Gemara Mem Gimel Amud Beis of Machzelis is a unique din. Mishum Tsar HaChai. Where do you find that? Mishum Tsar HaChai is a special, unique leniency which is found over here. Unique, it doesn't apply anywhere else. That's what he suggests. But there can't be any riots from Sugya on that Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So, that's what the Alter Rebbe says. Remember that he's the Lubchaim of the Lubavitch. Alter Rebbe said so. Shinyad Aleph Sifyad Aleph. A special cooler. However, if you look carefully in the Torah, he never says the word Tzar. He says, Litzorech HaChai. Litzorech HaChai. Let's say Tzar HaChai. Litzorech HaChai. There's a special Isser, which the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes. It's Simon Shin Yud Aleph. It's about a mace b'shabbos. So Mishnah Shin Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, it's a cut in your test. Shalom Yadikash also the Tzorech HaMeis. For us, so last is all around the Tzorech HaMeis. It's a separate Isser. So the Tzorech HaChai is what? Tzorech HaChai. I saw Tzorech HaChai, it's still the Isser of Oel. Answer is, as long as you are holding it over your head and it's soft, there's no Isser whatsoever. Okay, there will be. Okay?
I'm Simcha Torah when everybody holds the
Tzorech. That's why it's Mutter.
Okay, because it's soft and it's held
it's soft, yeah. There are those who want to answer it. The Malach HaGol, the Kolonar. Right? I think it's. Some people talk about they make these very hard, new, these super special kolonarum things, which are very hard, not just soft. Like, that's true, would be a potential problem. But we have just a talus, and people hold it over their heads, that'd be permissible.
Well, people attach poles to the talus, to lace them.
It's not as simple. So there, some want to say, it's not the shit. Sail, it's indoors. So it's just sort of, it's a ceremony. It's another possibility. Don't tell us that the old-fashioned way is the better way to do it.
That's also some people, you can kind of like enough with sale also.
Hats is to show it from a yidua.
Or just stamps, whatever. Or if it's cloudy outside.
I'm still believing that the hat still has a sale purpose, and that's maybe it may have come a style in yeshivas. You have to wear it, even if it's
cloudy outside.
It's cloudy and it's hot. But it became a style. But originally, I think I had it for protective purposes. Kane really.
Even though people don't wear it dafka.
It seems that that's big. It's initially I had it as a protective one.
So the wire umbrellas.
Usser? They're not. They're also only shemitic. Gather gadru gadol yadoros. Uvda dechol. Doesn't look nice. Otherwise, it would be probably permissible even to put it on. It's called a heter. But here, an argument I have time to talk about. Kisei traskel. So we call it kisei traskel. Kisei traskel means if the fundamental system is there, you just snap, express one snap, and comes out, that's permissible. So it's likely permissible for that basis also. Certainly, if the way these guys did it from Israel, they left it out for before Shabbos. Even more mutter, make it within. But the mice is absolutely not allowed to be done because gather God through the dolly at us.
But jackets are.
Oh, jackets like this? That's like this.
I mean, wearing jackets is ooh to the chol also. You wear jackets during the week. I mean, I don't see.
Come on. That's not exactly the thing. If you want to make a congress of Gedolei Hador and make an answer to Easter against jackets and Shabbos, start the petition, right? Stop that.